too, and it altered the biochemical desire function in my brain. And say, Clint Eastwood got knocked on the head. He woke up, and we looked at each other. Next thing you know, we'd be leasing that Calorama apartment with loft and dining nook in the kitchen. And every morning, he'd wake up gruff and unshaven, looking grisly. But I'd be all prim and proper in my teddy. I'd probably hop around and sing to the guy, you know? Something like, it had to be you. It had to be you. No other guy makes me so high. It had to be you. Oh, how my heart thumps. Oh, how my skin bumps. I like the motion of your hips during the humps. La da 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 da. It just had to be you. It had to be you. Oh, you can be sure. I love your soup du jour. It had to be you. I know that you think I am a twerp, but you love it when I start to slurp. It had to be you. Had to be you. Oh, had to be you. Water, da, da, da.
Knock off the singing, punk.
Oh, come on, Clint. Why you always wake up so grumpy? Come on, Grumpy. Grumpy, I'll tickle you. Who's got a tickly spot? Who's got a tickly spot? Ouch!
I'll break your wrist, punk. Stop it.
All right, Clint. Be an old meanie. Meanie. How about some breakfast, huh? Nice little brekkie.
I'm not hungry, punk. Just shut up.
Come on, Clinton. You can't go out on 211s in progress if you don't have anything in your stomach. Let's see. How about some, you know, you can eat something light. We'll put some cream cheese on a cracker, huh? That'll just give you a little something.
What kind of crackers you got, punk?
Well, let me see here. They're down here in the cupboard. Well, I tell you what. We could put it on a saltine or a Ritz or a Wheatland. Stop it! Stop it! Stop it!
What's the matter, punk?
You get no more sugar from me, Clinton, until you tell me why I haven't been invited to the ball at the White House. Charles and Di, have you heard about that? I saw your name on the guest list in the paper, but it didn't say you were with anybody.
Because I'm going alone, punk.
Wait a minute! You get invited to the White House and you're not taking me? Look, I have a gold lamé frock that I could wear. I'll go and drag, Clinton. No one would ever know. No one would ever know, I swear. I can sit and talk to Nancy and we'll go to the powder room together and it can be very fun. And I can't believe that you're not going to take me.
I'm not taking you, punk. That's it.
Oh, okay. Okay. Now I know where I stand. Old Neen's good for the old Watthole, but in the long run... And I was going to let you enjoy water sports this morning, but I guess that's all over with.
Water sports, punk.
That's right. That's right, Ginger Niner. You know how I always resisted your temptation to involve me in your bizarre passion for water sports, but I suppose if I got an invitation to the White House, I might be tempted to involve myself in water sports with you, Clinton.
Okay, punk. You can go. We can do water sports.
All right, it's a deal. Yay! I can win the dresser. All right, I'll perform my part of the bargain now. You want water sports? Okay. All right. Let me get in the tub here. Let me go. We'll go in the bathroom. Okay, let's not the kitchen. Come on. Let's go in here. Okay, Clayton. Let me get in the tub. Oh, God. I never liked this, but... All right. Go ahead. I got my hands over my eyes. Go ahead.
Oh. Head to toe, punk.
Oh. I'm going to need a ton of herbal essence to get this out of my hair. What, you drink a gallon of beer last night or what?
Oh, that's nice, punk.
I think it's horrible. Oh. Oh. I think you need more vitamin C. Huh?
Oh, none of my face. None of my face. Oh, stop it. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh.
You sure not? You're not related to Dumbo or?
Oh.
Ah. You know, Clinton, if Henry Fonda were alive and Jane Fonda would agree, we could make a movie about this. We'll call it On Golden Shower.
DC 101.